Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much for joining us today on another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to having you journey with us through this broadcast. We're dealing with a very, very, very serious issue today. We're going to be talking about the fall of the Boy Scouts. The fall of the Boy Scouts. Don't know if you've heard the news or not, but it's at the top of the line news. The Boy Scouts of America filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Why have they done so? After 110 years serving American boys, youth, and training fundamentally, training men of the future. Why have they filed bankruptcy? What is the cause? What are the consequences? Where will we go from here? Some of the things we'll talk about today on this broadcast. Let me remind you, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can allow you to join in the discussion today. We always look forward to, with anticipation, what you, our listener, will say as you join the dialogue and the discussion each day. Let me remind you, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Some face issues or problems, as they're called, with secular emotion. Some do so with secular processes and with the world's views. We choose to do so based on the authority of Scripture, the Word of God. You see, God created the home, He created government, He created the church, and He did so in that order. And ladies and gentlemen, any time that we face issues, we need to understand God has an answer in His Word. God gives us directions, and may I remind us, the best course of action for you to take, for me to take, is to have a biblical worldview. What does the Bible say? As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called having a biblical worldview. May I commend that to you. And the Bible is truth. It's a truth book. If you're looking for truth, go to the Word of God. You certainly can't go to Washington or ask Nancy Pelosi or AOC and the squad. You can't ask anyone in the Beltway in Washington for truth. Truth is simply not in Washington, Trey Gowdy said as he left the U.S. House of Representatives. Truth can't be found in Washington, was his statement. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That was his statement to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. Continue, constantly be in my word, the word of God. He said, then you're my disciples indeed. That is, your true disciple, if you stay in the Word of God. And if you stay in the Word of God, he says to his disciples, you shall know the truth. And it's that truth of the Word of God that will set you free. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And he clarifies that, if you will. He gives a further broadening of it, perhaps I should say, in John 17:17, when Jesus says, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we need to do so based on the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a profound statement. It is a statement that I believe every Christian ought to understand and adhere to. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I commend that to you. One of the things that we'll be talking about today is the compromising of truth, not being willing to stand and defend the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. This portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo for the landscape lawn care equipment that is for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time also carries hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all your questions about landscape, power equipment, and hurricane backup preparedness equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right where the gigantic flag flows. The United States flag, by I think it's about 165-foot flagpole, a gigantic flag flowing there 24/7. That's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine. At the base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, let me remind you of that telephone number once again. That's 831-0917, 831-0917. We're dealing with an issue today that is a sad issue, I must admit, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Boy Scouts of America founded in about 1910, yet today they have been forced into filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The question begs to be asked is why. We're going to look at the cause and the consequences and the end results of that a little later in this broadcast, but let me read to you, ladies and gentlemen, the Boy Scout Oath. If you're listening today, and you were in the Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and you walk that path, and you're saddened by what has taken place, love to hear from you. What did the Scouts do for you? What did it formulate in your mind and in your integrity and in your fundamental person? Did it help you? Did it make you grow? Did it bring about a truth factor, an integrity factor in your life? Here's what the oath says, ladies and gentlemen, in case you've never read it before. And it says, and I'm going to read the Boy Scout Oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and to my country and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, and to keep myself personally strong, mentally awake, and morally straight, end quote. Now, one of the things that took place, and we'll cover that in pretty good detail today, one of the things that took place was that that statement about keeping mentally awake and morally straight was the factor that brought the Boy Scouts down. One article that I read says, bye-bye, Boy Scouts. And I'll read you portions of several articles today that I believe sets the stage of what we're talking about when we see these things taking place. The official position of the Boy Scouts of America, ladies and gentlemen, from the founding to the very present, according to the mission statement of the Boy Scouts, I read to you the oath of the Boy Scouts, that they must take that oath in order to be a Boy Scout. But the mission statement for the Scouts in general is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral, notice now, ethical and moral choices over their lifetime by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law, end quote. Notice now the mission statement, to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetime by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law. You see, ladies and gentlemen, all members of the Boy Scouts required as a condition of membership the promise to uphold and obey both these pledges, the Oath and the Scout Law, in recognition of the mission statement for the Boy Scouts of America. America's had thousands, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps I'm minusculizing it. Over the past 110 years, there have been literally thousands of national leaders in all walks of life that went through the Boy Scouts, were members of the Boy Scouts, trained in the Boy Scouts. Our nation should be proud of the ethical, moral, fundamental training that the Scouts have provided for over 110 years in America. But ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand a major article, and I'm just going to read a portion of it to set the stage. This is an article that says entitled Boy Scouts of America's Membership Controversies. And I'll just read you. The Boy Scouts of America, BSA, one of the largest private youth organizations in the United States, has policies which prohibit those who are not willing to subscribe to the BSA's Declaration of Religious Principle, which is usually interpreted as banning atheists. And until January 2014, it prohibited, notice now, up until January of 2014, it prohibited all known or avowed homosexuals from membership in its scouting program. The ban on adults who are open and avowed homosexuals from leadership positions was lifted in 2015. Now hear me. The organization would not enroll atheists, avowed atheists, prohibited all known avowed homosexuals until January 2014, and from its membership and scouting program. But the ban on adults who are open and avowed homosexuals from leadership positions was lifted, hear me, was lifted in 2015. And let me just pause for a moment. It's like the old cliche I grew up hearing my mother say, it's like letting the wolf in the hen house, letting the wolf guard the hen house. If we know that there's a problem with pedophilia and with the sodomite lifestyle, and if we know that the worst case scenario is letting a pedophile, a sodomite, lead the Boy Scouts, or to put those that are in that category into the Boy Scouts, can you expect anything other than sexual immorality, sexual declension, and major, 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 major catastrophic responses and results from that? Goes further to say in this article, prior to these policy changes, the BSA had denied or revoked membership status of leaders' positions for violating these fundamental standards and principles. The BSA had contended that its policies were essential in its mission to instill in young people the values of the Scout promise and the oath. I read you the mission statement and the oath just a moment ago. This article further states, the organization's legal right to have these policies was upheld. Hear me. Their legal right, the Boy Scouts of America legal right to uphold these policies was upheld by the United States Supreme Court. In Boy Scouts of America versus Dale, the Supreme Court of the United States has affirmed that a private organization, the BSA, can set its own membership standards. The BSA's policies have been legally challenged but have not been found to be to constitute illegal discrimination because as a private organization in the United States, the BSA has the right and the freedom of association as determined by the court case. In recent years, the policy disputes have led to litigation over the terms under which the BSA can access governmental resources, including public lands. Now, let me just pause for a moment. The Boy Scouts of America as a private organization, what this article is saying and what we need to understand to set the stage. The Boy Scouts of America as a private organization can say who they will allow in as members, what they are going to require if you're a member, what they're going to require for those that are in leadership role. And that is, it couldn't be an atheist. You couldn't be a sodomite. You couldn't be one that's a pervert, sexual dysphoria, or having any one of the 72 different gender identifications, as it is called today. The U.S. Supreme Court said that's legal. However, ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, this article says the policy disputes have led to litigation over the terms under which the Boy Scouts of America can access governmental resources. The problems, ladies and gentlemen, the fountainhead of the problems that allowed all of the promiscuity, all of the sodomite lifestyle, all of the thousands and thousands of sexual abuse suits against the Boy Scouts of America in the recent years, in fact, in the past 7 years. All of this has come about as a result of the Boy Scouts wanting to use federal funds to propagate their cause, to promulgate their growth and development, and to buy land and build buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the major things, if I can interject this little thought at this point, ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems we have today is when a Christian organization, a moral ethical organization, as the Boy Scouts, not that it was necessarily a Christian organization, but a moral ethical organization, when there's a desire to have federal dollars, state or federal government dollars, that you open yourself to then the state and the federal laws and the state and the federal leadership making a determination of what you can do and what you can't do. Therein lies the underpinning problem that caused the fall with the present day bankruptcy of the Boy Scouts of America. Now listen carefully. This article continues. The policies have led to various disputes and controversies. In 2012, listen to names that I'm about to call. In 2012, both Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, you know, the Senator Mitt Romney that voted to impeach President Donald J. Trump, the same Mitt Romney that's angry with Trump because it was Trump that won the election and Romney could not beat Obama to be president. But listen to this, both Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and then President Barack Obama stated that they opposed the ban on gay scouts. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, it was Mitt Romney, the Mormon, that said that his relationship to God would demand that he would vote for President Trump to be impeached. But it seemed that his God did not speak to him as clearly in 2012 and tell him not to push the Boy Scouts of America to open their doors to allow the Sodomites to come in as members and the Sodomites to come in as Boy Scout counselors and troop leaders. And it was on May 23rd of 2013, the Boy Scouts of America's National Council approved a resolution to remove the restrictions that would deny membership to youth on the basis of sexual orientation, effective January the 1st of 2014. The policy for adult leadership remained in place until July the 27th, 2015. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, January the 1st of 2014, the Boy Scouts of America opened its doors for sodomite members. They call in this article gay. There's nothing gay about them. It's a sodomite lifestyle. It's a sexually dysphoric person. It's one that is confused based on demonic impulses and leadership in his life. And it was in January 2014 that Pandora's box was opened to allow the transsexuals, the transgenders, the sodomites, the LGBTQ agenda to permeate the Boy Scouts. And then it was July the 27th of 2015 that allowed the Boy Scouts of America, forced the Boy Scouts of America, pushed the Boy Scouts of America to allow homosexual, sodomite scout leaders into the camp. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about the fall of the Boy Scouts. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Join the dialogue and the discussion today. Ask your questions. Tell me what you have experienced with the Boy Scouts. What do you think about the Boy Scouts? Should they have filed bankruptcy? Do you think the Boy Scouts should have opened the doors to let the sodomite members in? Do you think the Boy Scouts should have allowed the sodomite troop leaders to come in? Those are the two things, ladies and gentlemen. But the root cause of that goes back to the fact that the Boy Scouts of America were wanting federal funding and state funding, wanting government money, if you will. That in order to get it, the government in essence says you can't get it because of your barring atheist, because you have disallowed the sodomites to come in. You're not allowing the sodomite leadership in the Boy Scouts of America. Therefore, under the leadership of Mitt Romney, under the influence of Mitt Romney, and the Islamic president known as Barack Hussein Obama, those two men were solely responsible for the pressure and the push in 2014 and then in 2017 to allow the rot, the wretched rot, the underpinning fundamental foundational decay of the Boy Scouts of America. Now, it goes a whole lot further than that, of which we're going to talk about over the period of this broadcast today. But we'd love to hear your opinions and thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, all members of the Boy Scouts required to sign that oath of membership, promise to uphold and obey both of the pledges, the oath and the Scout law. But ladies and gentlemen, even though we've had thousands and thousands and thousands of men that grew up as boys and young men being trained in the Boy Scouts to follow that oath again, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and to my country and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that sounds very simplistic, but it encompasses all that you and I would say would be a biblical principle without calling it a biblical principle. Now the Scouts have filed bankruptcy, Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Perhaps Tony Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, says it better than I could say it. Let me just read to you, and I won't read the three-page article that Tony Perkins wrote. I'm going to read this, and then we'll take our first call. But ladies and gentlemen, the title of this article says, A Badge of Disgrace, The Fall of the Boy Scouts, dated February 18, 2020, by Tony Perkins. Quote, It's one of the saddest and most predictable I-told-you-so moments of our generation. The Boy Scouts, where future moonwalkers and presidents learn the virtues and the values of leadership, have finally collapsed. Turns out, the decade of compromise hasn't been kind to the Scouts, who turned in their moral compass seven years ago. Goes back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2013 that I just spoke about. 7 years ago, to chase the approval of critics that it could never win. Now, deep into the Boy Scouts of America's self-imposed identity crisis, the group is filing for bankruptcy, an unhappy ending we all warned was coming. Listen to this. For those who knew the Scouts through their proud and honorable days, the demise has been slow and painful. But this is what comes of throwing up your hands on a century of conviction, irrelevance, and ultimately insolvency. For 103 of the 110 years, the Boy Scouts of America were pillars of principle. Now, not that it was easy. As most of us know, the fight to live out our beliefs in this world can be very exhausting. The Scouts spent years in court just for the freedom to stick to its moral code. They won. That's why I was telling you earlier, the United States Supreme Court had ruled that they could do that. But the organization's dismay, the battle didn't end. Waves of LGBTQ activists kept coming. The pressure built and built until finally in 2013, under the leadership of Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson, you know, was a man that was chosen, that was the head of one of the major oil companies in America, Exxon. He was chosen to be the one that was going to be the Secretary of State under the leadership of President Trump. As you know, Rex Tillerson lasted a while and was ousted by the president. But it was under the leadership, that is, Rex Tillerson was the head of the Boy Scouts at this time. Under the leadership of Rex Tillerson, headquarters gave into the lie that compromise would be their salvation. 7 years later, the irony is there's nothing left to save. And I'll talk with you more about that article in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe we have a call on the line. Give me the question and the comment, please.
I appreciate you touching this subject today. It's almost like the nuclear item that some people just don't want to touch, don't want to discuss because of the subject matter. My son-in-law is an Eagle Scout, and there was a time in my life in hiring folks that an Eagle Scout, if somebody put on their resume they're an Eagle Scout, that really meant something. You know, if you blindfolded me, I couldn't look at a resume, but you say this: the candidate to your right is an Eagle Scout, the candidate to your left is a PhD graduate. I'd have preferred many times that Eagle Scout over the PhD because I knew it meant something. I knew that that person had worked really hard and had commitment, had dedication, and was willing to go the extra mile. That means something. Or it did. This organization, it seems like, did sell out. And I'm seeing hints of that throughout organizations across America. It seems like our Southern Baptist Convention has been invaded by a handful of folks that are willing to sell out. I think that's probably been going on for a while. A lot of your colleges, universities, and even K through 12 education in the private sector, I think a lot of those have been invaded, and they've sold out to the dollars that can come in from the feds.
Yes.
But I want to take just 1 second and think about how we got here, and you're covering a lot of that. But you think for an individual, step back in time, for an individual to become a leader in the Boy Scouts, they had to affirm certain things. And they would not be admitted if they admitted that they had same-sex attraction. I mean, keep in mind, this is the Boy Scouts of America. That's also why we have men's rooms and women's rooms, restrooms, men's lockers and women's lockers, men's showers and women's showers. The same-sex attraction and the entanglements, the dangers that come with that. So an individual had to lie. They had to be deceptive in entering into the Boy Scouts as a leader. Second, for them to eventually become a pedophile, they had to have a same-sex attraction, which meant that they were homosexuals. So a lying homosexual pedophile, a bunch of them, got us to where we are today. So many people leave out those three steps, and they jump right to, look at this, good organization, this moral organization, and how it has fallen. Hold on a second. How did that happen? Was it because the good people, the moral people, the decent people inside the organization did something wrong? No. I mean, when a McDonald's employee does something really bad to your food, is it McDonald's fault? No. It's the employee's fault. Now, McDonald's will pay a serious price, and I'm not alluding to anything. I think there's a Wendy's story recently. So pick your food store, pick your franchise, it doesn't matter. One person can destroy an organization. So these folks weaseled in, they lied, they deceived, they were homosexuals, they were homosexual pedophiles, and now we have complete chaos, and a formerly good organization is permanently stained, decimated, destroyed.
And it's all as a result. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Greg Youngblood. Greg is one of our four sons. I'm thankful that he has an opportunity this morning to call in, and let's have some dialogue and discussion together on this very serious issue. And I really prize highly his position and his statements on issues like this. And so I pray that it be a blessing to you. In just a moment, we've got about another minute, and then we'll take a minute's break for the top of the hour news. But Greg, one of the things that you're talking about and saying is so real. It is the incremental compromise. You found that with Chick-fil-A recently, the incremental compromise, but it's brought about by the LGBTQ pressure, and that LGBTQ sodomite agenda pressure is going after Christian bakers, Christian florists, Christian photographers, Christian businesses across America. And the thing that absolutely amazes me, Greg, and for the benefit of our listeners, we have those that identify in the LGBTQ community across the nation, according to the Pew Research Poll and the Gallup Research Poll, and according to the CDC, less than 4%. And yet that 4% is basically making policy and procedure being mandated by all Americans today coming through the political agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break. Greg, hang in there. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back right after the news. One-minute break, and then we'll continue this discussion today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.